respond. Okay. To resolve to instigate with immediate formation the two following working groups. Three. I added one. So, the first one would be a finance working group. The finance working group would obviously need to sit down, have a meeting, set their terms and conditions. There are a number of reasons that where working groups are good within our framework as a small parish council. Firstly, we don't have to have we don't have to have the clerk at all of them, so it keeps our costs down to a degree, as long as one of the people at the event will take the minutes and agenda, so it allows us to still communicate, but we don't have to have the clerk there. Two is we can involve members of the public where that might be appropriate, which is why I've suggested working groups in this instance. So, first, any questions? What questions do you have about this?
Can we help make it with the personnel committee as well?
Not the personnel working group.
Personnel and finance.
I would prefer
we
to keep those two. Yes.
The time constraints for one of them, and not getting on two different occasions.
Thomas, I agree on that. Yeah.
And the
committees. I mean, I'll put it this way, let's be basic. I'll attend one.
I think we should do one each. Yeah, I don't think we should attend more than one.
Well,
and I don't think we need
to. We're all on the personnel committee anyway. We should all be on the finance committee.
Well, and we should all be on. These are not committees.
Any number of councillors can or can attend or not attend, whichever. That's the whole point of the exercise.
Can I just say it again? The reason I've suggested these are working groups is because we should all make decisions about finance, communications, planning and personnel, yeah, as a committee. But between one meeting and another meeting, we don't all have time to cover all of the issues from all of those groups. So what I'm suggesting is that we work in working parties and that a few of us cover each different element, and then we come back and we report. So that we don't end up all of us having to cover everything.
It's the same principle as the planning subcommittee, which is essential because we've all got all the time to digest it. And
precisely.
We get a great summary of each of the
meetings. So what we want,
I completely support that principle to be
honest. Yeah. Not sure what. I mean, finance and personnel. Personnel has got contracts, they're financial, so I can't see how you can.
Because
finance and personnel, I can't see how you can separate that because there's finance attached to it.
No, because the point of having a separate financial committee is that we're not all agreeing the same thing at the same time. So if your finance...
But they overlap, those two things. It's not... They go together, not overlap. They go together.
I don't think they go together.
But I would also say, I'm very anti-working parties. I mean, like you've got planning here. What do we do when there's 200 houses going to be built and you want a room full of people?
Well, you still have those groups.
Then, well, where are we going to have?
You still manage that.
No, but yes. So we're going to have working parties that aren't minuted.
Yeah.
Well, they can't make decisions. You rubber stamp to bring it back.
Unless committees have terms of reference that allows them to do something they're no different than any other group, working parties will allow you to go there for outside expertise when it's necessary. To bring that in. None of the working groups can make decisions. It's no different than the one that you would be leading in relation to the protocol, that you come with recommendations to the council about a certain application, we discuss it, and we agree to your citizens. No different. Absolutely no different at all.
Well, I think that was not like an ongoing thing. That was just to do a... That, it work to put something together, whereas these aren't working to put something together.
Well, I think they are. And also, I think the reason the planning one's in there is because it should continue to...
Is task and finish. The whole point of a working group is task and finish,
yeah.
Not to go on and on about something or subject.
Anyway, it's good to hear what you're
thinking. Yeah, but to be clear, the first action of the working groups would be to decide what they're actually going to do.
Well, it would
because
be.
There's no.
But there's not a terms of reference or a formal thing. So you can review that.
Yeah. So there is a terms of reference for the community, communication, for example.
No, there isn't.
So that's the first thing we have to do is develop it, and then bring it back.
But you don't have to have a terms of reference. You can say, right, these are the things we need to have.
We've got to have a reason for the community.
Exactly.
We've got to have some principles as to why we're going to forward to you and then bring it back. You've got to have some sort of remit as to
what we need
to improve, because ultimately there's something that's not quite working, so I'm trying to improve it, surely. So
Well, I'm just thinking, with listening to everything that's going on, with, you know, the finance working group that's suggested here, and as Councillor Shepherd quite rightly said, it's quite normal for personnel and finance to meet together because, as Councillor Ivy said, things interact. So maybe I think that it would benefit the council if, rather than a finance working group, we had a budgeting working group. In other words, not to set the budget and things like that, but the clerk sends out month-end financial reports, plus the quarterly reports for budgeting purposes, which everybody should be starting to think about now, ready for the next budget setting. And therefore, if that was just limited to the actual monthly accounting thing, because it took me a while to really get my head around it and start getting a proper understanding, and the clerk has been extremely helpful when I have asked probably some very naive questions at times, but if you don't ask, you don't find out how these things work. And I do feel that with a number of new councillors on board, that they're probably a bit fuzzy about all these reams of sheets of paper and the figures and what does it all mean and all the rest of it, which, you know. So if we were to limit it to that, so that on however frequently it's subsequently agreed, that it's looking at just that aspect of monitoring and following the budget, which is a full council responsibility, but if you've got the working group that where a few really get into it, get their heads around it, really get
that's
to understand
amazing.
How it works. And then I think that would probably be better than a blanket finance working group. So
I like that idea.
That's too wide. And I think what my fellow councillors would benefit from more is getting to grips with actually how the budgeting works and understanding the accounts when they come out each month.
I think that's a really good idea. And I think also, like, when we get to getting to the precept and planning the budget and that kind of stuff, that group would be pretty active fully sorting that out. But you could also look into other questions about the reserves, where they've come from, and therefore where are they allocated.
Exactly.
It might be that there's a round of grant funding from somewhere. We might, you know, just keep the main things that a grant will require, like the accounts and the insurance and blah blah blah, things like that. So rather than, like you say, rather than a huge finance committee, this would just be a smaller group of three or four councillors who would
a sort of budget monitoring group, if you like, I suppose.
So it's not like the finance committee, like
full on with, you know, because there will be times when, you know, personnel and finance need to, you know, because they do, they are interactive.
Mm.
Whereas if the finance, what you're suggesting as a finance working group was called the budget group or something like that. I think that would
not
be
to say that they're cheap.
More practicable. Mm. Practicable.
What do the councillors think about that? Any thoughts or questions or?
Yeah,
it sounds more fantasy.
If I'm going to be involved, I'd probably like to go on the communication one because I'm on the website. But in relating to what I was saying, these things overlap. I think the communication one probably overlaps on everything. And personally, one of the first things I would be doing on that team is to look at every single query we get from the outside and understand why we're getting that query.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of it is communication and how we present the information.
Mm-hmm.
And that would then feed into other committees, such as finance, to say, right, I think we're getting this because there's a lack of clarity in something on presentation.
Perfect.
So can we improve that?
I think we're not only finding these committees, but even the people who might lead them.
Mm-hmm.
What other
questions? Well, I think that should be fundamental to every committee, though, is to understand. Is to try and stronghold all the queries. Well, not all, we'll never stand up, there'll be legitimate queries, but if we're getting so many queries, why are we getting them? Is it because we're just not communicating properly?
Indeed.
Are we not presenting things clearly?
And how could we do that better? And what are other councils doing? How can they do that?
If I look at the other councils, most of them have got committees. And I'm just looking, I felt so uncomfortable voting against Sarah and Jill's work. And I would put forward that if there was an open spaces committee, then that would have all gone together beautifully. It would have progressed, but not the mess that I feel. I mean, like you said, looking up, a few months ago, Mary and I went to Hatton, where they were presenting their park. We sat there absolutely gobsmacked at the presentation to all the councillors, to the visitors that were there. That's how we could do it. But all that I've picked up from the interaction is, well, we have to do it quickly, we have to do it this, and we have to. If there was a working party, a committee, we wouldn't be under those.
And also, where?
Because the pressure didn't come from us, did it?
Yes, but we wouldn't have to necessarily go on monthly meetings and that being cancelled.
There seems
but
to be a lot of love
where
this
are
idea.
We, where are the public fitting into this?
Well, absolutely, because there's
where?
A working
where
party.
Is it going to be advertised? Then where are the public?
The council will to make the final decision. Mm-hmm. Act which will be properly monitored and chambers.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have to have the long discussions in council with members of the public could approach councillors and say, well, could we do so and so, or what about so and so and so? We're not encouraged to do that because we've been told that it all has to go through the clerk.
That's a good idea. So we can do that. Yeah. Certainly, Councillor Hugh.
You did say you could get some of the parishioners on some of these, obviously not finance, but the communications work group in time.
Mm-hmm.
You said,
is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that working group can
that's
have
what said.
It's open to how
well
Brian's
having
that's why it's a working group.
Oh, I wasn't talking about people coming and being involved. I'm talking about people who want to be present and here, not necessarily to be having to work.
But if they can't be involved, they can join the committee. The
working
group.
But I think everybody in the room should be involved.
The most constructive way of being involved in such a thing is not to just sit back and listen and then comment offline, is to actually get involved with it directly and try and improve it at the source.
Not everybody
wants to do that, but it can be very counterproductive. Is all you do is to take your own opinion or of some other conversations, which you may well have misunderstood if you're not willing to engage, and you may be completely misunderstanding what was being discussed. I certainly, myself, I've done that, and I know that. The only way to actually influence and understand fully is to engage, and not just to record and listen, and then to go offline and put down what you thought was said. You've got to engage.
Yes, perfect. So, I propose then or I resolve to instigate immediately the formation of three working groups. In fact, let's take them one at a time. A finance working group. Who would instigate that? Who would say that we should definitely do that? Have a finance working group.
Should we
want that?
I think
we
should have to be involved in it.
But we should have it.
Yeah,
we should have one. Cool. So then the next one is the communications working group. Do you think we should have one? Fabulous. And a planning working group?
Because every time, to be fair,
we've got time.
Every time somebody sends the email about, oh, can the working group look at this? And I respond and say, no, we did, we were set to
and
do all things.
And I do the same.
And we did what we were set up to do. So it's quite right that if you feel that a working planning working group is necessary. I mean, Ivy does a fantastic job with the keeping up on track with all this planning stuff. But I'm sure she would really appreciate a bit of help.
Yeah, indeed.
As well.
That's the only reason it's...
And not the whole onus of the rule be on Ivy's head. So I, in principle, I agree to a new working group being formed for when, as and when required, really.
You know, each of these doesn't require, we don't have to meet every month if you don't want to. I think you've got to set what you're going to do and do it and that kind of thing. And they don't need to be massive and involve the whole council. Like, even if I did just have one other person to help her, that would help her, I think, rather than having to take the whole thing on herself. So, you know, but I think each of these groups, I mean, obviously, Heidi, if she's willing to continue to lead that planning effort, that would be most appreciated by the council, Heidi.
Sorry, I do apologise. I was just me. I am sorry.
I was saying, would you carry on leading the planning?
Yes, I'm happy to do it, because when you say help, there's nothing actually you can do. I mean, we can't two of us type. It's doing the site visits.
It's the site visits that cause the
problem. The site
visits.
Okay, that's great. And then the second, like a communications working group, where you already run the website, I don't think you'd be willing to pull something together and set something.
Yeah, I will have a think about that. Can I just caveat that for between now and the next meeting, we're going to something else to do, but I'm on honeymoon. So I won't be able to put much effort into it between now and then. But certainly when I get back.
Do you remember we wrote years ago a communication and community engagement strategy?
Fantastic.
Yes, we did. Okay, and then the final one then.
Can I just ask, how are you going to, are you going to advertise that the parishioners can join these committees?
Yes.
How are they going to get to know?
That's exactly what I want.
Website.
And do you know what, the communications lead is going to lead that. But for example, the leading parish news at Christmas might talk about the formation of these working parties and how we'd welcome blah 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 blah, and each lead might want to say something. Or even if the lead doesn't want to say something, the communications lead that we have now is Graham Getty will say something for them. So just there's one more person to find, and that's somebody.
Can I just ask a stupid question? Sorry to interrupt. Are these working parties or subcommittees or what?
They're not subcommittees, they're working parties.
They're going to be put on the in the notice board.
The dates.
Great idea.
But not people, elderly people, or people that aren't computer. Haven't got computers, I'm not saying else. Got computers, don't necessarily know them.
We've got the lead names of all three, and if those lead names say this is when we're having our next get together, We go on the notice board, and it's one of those.
So, where would we hold those meetings?
It's just that, yeah. It's not potentially bringing in some cost if we have to.
Another time.
Yeah. However, if we have
to do a cafe. I need a finance lead, really, if possible, to like properly kick this off. There is somebody who's been on a budgeting course as a member of the program, and they did call it.
I wish you gave me a pound every time
you say that. Yeah.
The budgeting course. I'd be a rich lady by now.
I've only said it five times.
Want to go again?
Yes, and you're very helpful, so I'll thank you.
That would be amazing. Does anybody have any objections to those three leaders? And would anybody, the other parish councillors that are in the room, would they like to just nominate themselves to join one of those things each, please, so that they can support?
Well, I don't mind staying on the planning. I've attended those few times with you already, so.
Would you like that idea? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know what we're going to do, but you can do it. I'll do it with you.
Yeah. Can I just add a rider to the planning working group? I think that's only needed when there's something big
when it comes to
the 42
viewing items. Applications, properties that are put in an application, that is a full council responsibility.
Yes.
As many that are able to attend on the dates that Heidi gives you should attend.
It's not to be left just to
the working group. They're going to be there as named persons, so that in the event of a biggie or something that needs more
input,
yes, an investigation,
we've had a few funny ones now, ladies and gentlemen.
We are, I mean, this is very exciting, we're having a great time, but I am sure to have enough time to move you on.
Yeah.
So, Hugh, if you wouldn't mind helping out with that.
Can I suggest I ask Sarah to join me on communication, because Sarah, she's also involved in the lead in those news, and she's so happy to see her.
Seems sensible. And Jill, what do you want to do in the meeting?
Well, I presume it would be part of planning, but in fact, finance is not my thing.
Okay, finance is not your thing.
I'm happy to join in with finance as well, because then that could be an outburst from planning, which I enjoy doing, but I'd like to do something else as well.
That's lovely. So it seems like we all have enough people, so Leeds arrange your meetings.
Good.
Start your engines, that's great. Let's move on then.
You say arrange. How can we just go off and arrange and book the...
You're in charge.
Book the cafe and book the hall. I can't see how you can discuss finance in the cafe.
It's just budgeting.
There will be
a lot of... Come on. We've got quite a lot way to go, yes? To resolve to replace the Bleak neighbourhood plan with a Bleak parish plan. The Bleeden neighbourhood plan with the Bleeden parish plan, local plan.
So we've already got in still, with I think 20 years to go, is the Bleeden parish plan that we did in 2009.
Huh?
Still got six